The findings of a recent Transamerica survey indicate that the biggest issue that stands between you and a worry-free journey to and through retirement might be many variables necessary to factor in the equation. Stick around because these numbers are going to shock you.
And now, the Texas Financial Advisory Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. I am consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Brooklyn is president, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory in San Antonio, a registered investment advisor, a fiduciary, independent, got a lot of experience. Hey, Brooklyn, how's it going?
Hey, Steve. Everything's going well. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks. I love these statistics. I kind of like stats. And this survey done by Transamerica has done a pretty remarkable job. And, they say that, well, and it's true, I think we might find some of these numbers a little scary. What do you think?
Well, I mean, statistics are, I guess, fun for conversation around the table.
Right.
My husband and my oldest son, they love stats. Like, that just proves their point.
That's exactly. Well, I tell you what, let's set the whole thing up. We're going to hear from Sharon Epperson. She's talking with Shelly Ann Ekawa about just that.
Yet many Americans know they're unprepared. A recent survey finds only 29% have a written financial plan, which some experts say can serve as a guide to help stress test your strategy.
It can illustrate or simulate how your retirement goal will be impacted by different inflationary periods, different periods of market volatility.
So what do you think? Does that surprise you?
Not at all. No. Again, I've been doing this since January of 2008. And I think that a lot of people believe that their statements are their plans. And again, especially a lot of 401k plans, they've got the little chart on there, and they will say, you know, if you were to retire at 65, you could expect to have this much in income. You know, they give you some sort of statistics, but again, it's very watered down. It's very general. It is not as detail oriented as our TFA financial roadmaps that we put together for our clients. And that truly is a written financial plan to get you to and through retirement. And we've evolved our plans so that whether you're in your 30s or you're in your 80s, it will be customized to you and your current situation. And it addresses, you know, cash flow planning. It addresses taxes, tax-free, tax-efficient plans. It looks at, you know, how are things going to be when you pass on? What income streams will stop, and how will things pass on to your relatives, so your kids, your grandkids, charities, so on and so forth. So, it's very, very detail oriented, and of course, it starts with the statements, but that is just a building block to put together the full TFA financial roadmap.
I find it interesting, the statistic, 29% of the people, only 29% have a written plan, but I like this, 41% said they have an unwritten plan. What does that mean?
I mean, I guess you're being honest.
I guess. And then the backup plan, 37% say they have a backup plan if they're unable to work. That number seems low to me.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, used to joke, well, I'll be a greeter at Walmart. Well, they took that away.
Yep.
I feel like we've got all these new jobs that we never had, these side hustles that didn't exist even 5 years ago, people driving Uber or yep. DoorDash. And I have a good friend of mine who's in her 40s, and she's not married, but she has a boyfriend, and that's what they do for fun. They just on the weekends will DoorDash and
make a few bucks.
They don't even need the extra money. they're like, hey, we're bored, we'll just go DoorDash. But
wow.
I know,
and kind of fun.
They drive really nice cars, and I'm like, the gas in your cars, I don't even think you're making up for that in your door dashing, but
you're door dashing.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Each their own.
Exactly. And well, again, when it comes time to retire, 50% of us think that we're going to work to 65, 30 plus percent say past 65, 19% say I'm not going to retire at all ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those numbers seem right to you?
I mean, I think I can wrap my brain around that. Right. And age is just a number. I find that a lot of people, especially professionals, doctors, lawyers, business owners, they're not so much caught up in working to a certain age. And a lot of them can work well into their golden years. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I feel like a lot of people that have worked their way up the ladder have a target of that 65 because they're burned out, right? They're just
ready to call it a day.
Grind. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But I also see people that are burning the candles at both ends and to retire early in life. And then they retire early and they don't really know what to do with themselves. And they feel uncomfortable in their own skin because they've lost their routine and the purpose, and they feel uncomfortable because they don't have that, the adrenaline of that check coming in every week because of a sell or what have you. So, man, there's a lot of mental aspect that goes into all of this as well.
Sure. Well, is that a part of what you deal with as well? Or do you talk about that piece of it?
Yeah. And again, we're human, and so I think the human aspect of it makes us relate well to the folks that sit across the table from us. And, we've got, I think back to when I started this company and where we are today. And it's really nice to be able to have the luxury of working with clients that we really want to work with, right? I mean, we want to make sure we're the right fit for folks. We're not just taking on a client because we've got to pay bills. Unfortunately that has happened in the past because I was building a business. Mm-hmm. But now, it's great to be able to kind of guard and protect the business that we have. And then the clients that we do onboard, we know that they're bringing value to our existing clients because we're going to bring value to them. So our hope is that we're bringing some lessons that we've learned from other clients and journeys that they've taught us. And, it's not a straight line, right? It's all over the place, but, the key there is taking a step every single day, not getting discouraged. And I mean, 2022 has been a nutty market year, right?
Of course. Yes, sure has.
And a lot of folks, they get amnesia, they forget about how the market can change on them. And, and so they get discouraged and they see how fast the market can change and think, well, geez, it took me this long to save it and the market lost it in, less than 30 days. That's just really disappointing.
Sure.
So, it makes us go back to look at the full plan, right? And what are we trying to do? And what's really awesome is, we've seen a lot of cool new changes from the financial institutions that we work with, even just in the last 3 months with the bond rates going up. That means that a lot of changes have happened to insurance products and safe products that have created higher rates for savers. So, again, didn't have that available this time last year. Have them now. Right,
absolutely. 844-832-7469. That's the number you can call if you'd like to get a head start. This one is, and I know you hear this all the time. 7 out of 10 workers agreed with the following statement. I'm concerned that when I'm ready to retire, Social Security will not be there for me. And that just mm-hmm. is such a fallacy, because it will.
It'll be there in some shape or form or fashion. But again, when we do our plan, our TFA financial roadmap, which again is something that we offer to our listeners at no cost. When you give us a call, as you're listening to the show, that is part. Social Security planning is part of our planning process. If you're in your 50s or in your 40s, again, we'll project out, but it's not a big part of our retirement plan, because again, it could change significantly as you get closer to time to draw your Social Security. And we don't want you to be reliant on Social Security, because it's not enough. And so it just should just be an added extra bonus to your overall cash flow plan.
Well, then again, you've described this before, is that if you can get all of your bills covered, and live before Social Security comes in, then Social Security is a bonus.
Yeah, it's just an added.
I want that.
Yeah, it's just an added layer. We have a lot of clients that, again, as we've mentioned on the shows before, we do Social Security analysis for them that shows them, when and how to draw Social Security. And so many times we have clients start drawing it, not that they need the income, but they're using it as a reinvestment tool, right? So get that $2,500 come in each month. They're not spending it. They're saving it. And they're putting it into the market, dollar cost averaging. They're building up an extra cushion bucket. So when they do retire, they've got this, lump sum that's going to be the cruise around the world fund or whatever it is that they want to do with it. Yeah. So there's a lot that can go into Social Security planning that you're not going to necessarily get down at the Social Security office. Although those folks are great and they work really hard. I've got a lot of clients that are actually have retired from the Social Security office. And I love picking their brains and asking them questions, but they're not there to give you advice. They can't take on that liability. They're there to take the orders and put things in place and make sure that you get your check as soon as you're eligible to get your check.
Sure. Well, and again, on that note, let's invite folks to call, Brooklyn, because I think it's important for folks to come on in, sit down with you, and really work through this.
Sure. And again, there is no cost for making that, raising your hand and having the opportunity to come in and sit down with the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory. The number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, and you can actually schedule your appointment straight from the website if you'd like. Again, no cost for making that appointment. It's just a time to kind of discuss your situation, figure out if there's something we can assist you with. If not, we can point you in the right direction. If there is something we can help you with, we'll be able to show you the value that we could bring to you, your overall portfolio, your overall retirement plan. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Are you someone who wants to retire early, or maybe you want to work just a little bit longer to beef up your retirement savings? The good news is, with a little discipline and dedication, you could retire on your terms, no matter what they are. Some ways to pile up cash before you retire, when we come right back.
And we are back on the Texas Financial Advisor Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie and consumer advocate Steve Siddall, having a good conversation as we always do. Brooklyn is president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory in San Antonio, an independent, a fiduciary. And this is something you got my attention when you talked about stashing some cash.
Yeah.
I like that. Piles of cash and streams of incomes. That's what we want, right?
Right. So, people always say cash flow, cash is king. Well, that may be true, but I really think cash flow is king. Making sure you have income coming in each and every month. Passive cash flow is the best, right? You wake up each month, you know it's going to come in, whether you punch a clock or you bill some hours or whatever, that money's coming in no matter what. Creating extra money is awesome. As I mentioned before the show, I had just met with my accountant this last week, and she was, of course, going through everything with a fine tooth comb and asking me about these expenses. And, I just have these reoccurring charges every single month, right? And I mean, it's annoying. You sign up for something and then you forget to cancel it. And even if it's like $14 a month, right?
Right.
I mean, that adds up.
Sure.
And I'm like, I didn't even know I had a Hulu subscription. How'd I get a Hulu subscription? And I don't know. Anyways, but man, I had like $1,000 every month of reoccurring charges that I just didn't even, we're not using.
Right. Were you able to get rid of some of them?
Yeah, but I mean, it took me a day.
Yeah, well, I suppose.
I was like, nobody could do it for me. I had to do it.
Right, because they're all in your name.
I know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Like, we were talking before the show, we were talking a little bit about tax planning, and you mentioned a white paper that you have and you can make available.
Well, that would be another way you could put money back in your pocket is through tax planning, because again, each, you know, whether you want to or not, when you're working, you're putting into that, your, you know, taxes are coming out of your paycheck. If you own a business, you're paying in, you know, your quarterlies, your monthlies. Now is such a great time to sit down and strategize about some tax strategy before we get to the crunch of the end of the year. Prior to the Secure Act going into effect, you know, we could do tax planning kind of retroactive, meaning that we could do tax planning for the prior year, you know, up until we filed your tax return, basically. And a lot of that changed. And so, or you could reverse some tax, you know, if you say you did a Roth conversion, you could change it the next year. And anyways, but, you know, now we don't have the luxury of that. So that means we don't want to be waiting till December to be making these tax plans, because that's kind of stressful. And now you're trying to, you know, make changes and reassess and run what ifs and stuff. So, man, you know, August, September, this is a great time to be, you know, looking at your 2021 tax liability and what's going on for 2022, and seeing if we could put some of that money back in your pocket and help save on your taxes. So I've got a white paper. You know, many of our listeners know we used to do this in the past, and we're bringing it back. That I've got a white paper that we put together for tax planning. And in order to receive that, you need a text to us. And hang on 1 second. Okay. So the keyword that you need to send us a text is tax, T-A-X. And the number to receive that white paper is going to be 210-987-9911. And
just that number.
It's very simple.
Yeah. All right. And they're going to end up with a link to that white paper.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't cost you anything.
I like that. And so with that, what's the big takeaway from the paper? I mean, what did you set out to do when you put that together?
Well, it's just a way to help you start getting organized. And again, it'll ask you some questions there that maybe your tax preparer was too busy to really look into whenever you were picking up your tax return from 2021. You know, I find that a lot of tax preparers, at no fault of their own, I mean, they're historians, they are record keepers, you know, they are there to plug into the boxes what happened the year prior to make sure you are in good standing with the government. And they are busy. And whenever it comes down to tax season and tax, you know, the crunch, and goodness gracious, this last 2 years, it has been absolutely insane with all the delays through coronavirus. And then the IRS hired a whole bunch of new people and onboarded all these new people, which then there was a whole training aspect and learning curves. And then there was a lot of mistakes with that. And we've had several clients that got audit letters that were not correct, you know, saying you owe this, which of course strikes panic in everyone's heart to get this letter. And it's like, wait a minute, I owe $6,232 on a K-1 that I only received $63 of interest on. Like, how do I owe $6,000 of tax when I only received $63 of interest? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You know, so just stuff like that. And you can't just ignore it like, oh, well, they'll figure it out. Right. No, you still have to deal with it.
You have to figure it out.
I had to figure it out. Yeah, that was annoying. But we did. We were doing it. So, you know, again, what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory to land the plane, we are forward thinking when it comes to tax planning. Yes, we have the tax preparers, CPAs, the enrolled agents that will put everything in place. But now's the time to start forward thinking. Should we, you know, take care of some conversions, is there some opportunities right now to help put some of that tax liability back in your pocket versus giving it to Uncle Sam? So again, this white paper doesn't give you all the secrets, but it's a great way to start getting organized. If you want a full-blown tax what if, that is something we can do at your consultation. There's no cost for that consultation. But to get the white paper, you just simply text the word tax, T-A-X, to the number. It's 210-987-9911. 210-987-9911. And again, you can get that pretty quickly. But if you'd like the opportunity to sit down with one of the advisors here at Texas Financial Advisory, discuss your situation, you can call us at 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. You can also visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
I want to ask you a question about enrolled agents, because that's a term that I heard that some time ago, so I started looking into it. That is really a big deal if you have enrolled agents right there.
Yeah. We've got two enrolled agents, actually. And again, it's just kind of a different specialty.
But it's really an important one, and especially when we're combining that with, you know, tax planning going into retirement and all of that. Boy, to have that, I don't know, that to me is just such a reassuring thing to know that somebody's really got my back and somebody that really knows what they're talking about.
And for us, our enrolled agents, they were previously IRS agents. And I kind of see the trend that a lot of the enrolled agents were revenue officers and turned now enrolled agents. And so, you know, again, they know the system, they know how things work. Whereas CPAs, a lot of times they don't have the inner workings of the IRS, but yet they are more, you know, corporate accounting, things like that. So, you know, we find the right fit for each client, which preparer would be the right fit.
Well, and what was amazing to me is this is not some newly created government position. It was established in 1884.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how long they've been around. And to me, that's a pretty big role. And again, you start looking at it, I mean, the schooling that they have to have and all of that. Yeah, like you said, folks, if this is something that you're interested in, take advantage of this, and work with the group.
Well, I mean, again, there's differences between the enrolled agents and the CPAs. They're you know, both have strengths and weaknesses. Nobody's perfect. But, I mean, we like having an arsenal of professionals that are at our reach. But, you know, something important to understand, a lot of clients don't, you know, realize this, but you don't have to use the professionals that we, you know, have engaged here. Primarily, first and foremost, Texas Financial Advisory is a wealth planning firm, right? A wealth management firm. We happen to have a tax practice as well as an estate planning practice because, again, as a byproduct of what we're doing in the wealth management side, we need those services. But if you have a tax preparer that you worked with for years, you don't have to fire them because you're going to start working with us. We work with them. We want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Though it's just kind of a different world. A lot of people give me a lot of resistance to that, which I think is kind of crazy. But, again, it's just important to have that team around you. It's like, I mean, I compare it to if you're watching, you know, Formula One racing and you had the car and pull around and the pit crew just like circles around the car and make sure that everything's perfect and they do it really, really fast. And that guy, the driver, just has to focus on driving.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to be like, did you make sure there's enough air in the right tire? Felt a little low, you know? Exactly. So we're just the pit crew. So you can drive your car.
But that's a great description. And really on that note, let's take a break, Brooklyn, and come on back and continue our conversation.
How is a successful retirement like playing a game of chess? They both take strategy, experience, and planning the right moves. Stick around in the next segment. We'll break it all down like Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky.
Hey, we are back on the Texas Financial Advisory Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, Brooklyn, president, CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, independent fiduciary, and so much more. So, Brooklyn, I like that. Mm-hmm. Bobby Fischer, Boris Spassky. Boy, if you're under, what, maybe 40, you have no idea who that is.
Hey, I mean, I guess. I'm 42.
Okay. Well, all right. So, but I mean, under.
Yeah.
Younger folks won't know who that is.
True. And I guess the only reason I know is because that movie. There's a movie.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, of course. And then, so it doesn't matter if you play chess or checkers. We're going to kind of just play the game here because I don't play chess. I'm not, I just don't have the patience, I guess. I admire it, but, you know, but the pawn, right? I mean, the pawn, people underestimate the pawn, right? Because they're expendable, but they really aren't. It becomes a piece of the retirement puzzle.
Right. It's kind of analogous to retirement savings, you know, that you've done over the years. You may not feel like you're contributing very much. You're, you know, over that month to month or even year to year, the gains may not seem all that impressive. That's because just like the pawn who only moves one little square at a time,
mm-hmm.
Your progress may seem very slow, incremental, but after many years of steady, disciplined contributions, one day you look up and you realize that that pawn has now turned into a queen.
Well, yeah, because that's the goal, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the knight has moves across the board that, I mean, in a way that no other piece can. And what does that mean when it comes to retirement? How does that fit in?
Well, so the knight, like you said, it can move across the board like no other pieces because of the L-shaped path that it makes when it moves. So that knight, it can jump over the other pieces that appear to be in his way. It's kind of, you know, a knight, right?
A knight, sure. Got the jousting going on. Yeah. They got on a horse and there they go.
So if we try to compare a knight in chess to how that looks like for retirement planning, I would think of that as your safe money, meaning safe money, no risk to principal, right? Whatever you have, you always will have, but it would have some growth to it. But its job is just to be safe, predictable, always there, no risk of disappearing, no risk of volatility. It's just going to be your knight and shining armor within your portfolio.
That's what we all want, right? A knight and shining armor. 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469 is the number you can call. We're talking about, we're comparing retirement planning to chess. And that might be a bit of a stretch, but I kind of like where we're headed here, Brooklyn. The queen, as you mentioned, the most powerful piece on the board.
Yep, because she can move long distances in any direction. So,
perfect.
You know, your queen, if you're going to compare that in retirement money, that is your money that's risky money or potential money, that money that's in the market, if you will. Maybe money that we don't want to put at a bunch of risk, but yet we want to have upside potential. We want to see the big gains there. And once we have the gains, we want to take that money off the table and make it into a knight. So, you know, again, we don't want to have too much money at risk, but we don't want to have everything off the table.
Sure.
Still got to have a queen there.
Well, and right now, the way the market has been going, it's now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the market has recovered somewhat from its drop this year so far, right?
There's some recovery in different in some sectors of the market, right?
Sure.
So, you know, not everything has recovered. And again, I think a little of it's artificial, right? I don't have a crystal ball, though we have one here that I ordered off Amazon. It doesn't work well. Amazon made the money on that one, not the crystal ball. So, you know, again, you know, I think that a little bit is going into this midterm election, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
when you talk about some of the sectors that are recovering, are you seeing a sort of a sector shift? I mean, because, you know, up until recently, it was all tech stocks, tech. And now that may be changing a little bit.
Yeah, and the tech stocks haven't quite recovered yet. I mean, I think there's hope. But, you know, again, you know, financials are doing well. You know, real estate's some of real estate, again, nationally speaking, is hurting. But, you know, again, you know, overall, I think I don't know if we've hit the bottom, but I think we are, you know, this is an interesting place that we are in. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm getting at. This is a moment in time. And when you have your plan, which is what we've really focused on for our clients, we know this is going to happen. And we know it's going to change next month and the next. And it's okay because our plan will continue to evolve and revolve around it so that you can have that monthly income retirement. You don't worry about running out of money before you run out of life. You know that you can retire when you want to retire, or that you can spend X amount each month. So it all goes down to the plan.
And again, that written plan is so important, as opposed to what we learned in the first segment, that, you know, there's a fair amount of people who have a unwritten plan, but they exactly think it's a plan. But again, that's just having the accounts, right? Like you said, if you've got a bunch of accounts, that's really not a plan.
Yeah, you know, it's just a bunch of paperwork. It's a bunch of statements. You know, before you come in for your first appointment, we give you a checklist of items that we suggest you bring to your appointment. It's been interesting. We've seen people that have come in with just the HEB bag of envelopes that aren't even opened, and they just kind of hand them over. And then we see some people walk in that have got this binder done, put together, and all their statements are in there for months on end. And, you know, it doesn't matter. There's not one right way or the other. It's about knowing what you have, the pots that are out there, so that we can help you pull it together and put it through our system to create your TFA financial roadmap, to show you, you know, where your money's going to go. If you don't make any changes, if you make some tweaks, make some improvements, how that can create an overall effect to your retirement plan. So if you'd like that opportunity, again, there is no cost for that initial consultation. The number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Or you can go to our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, and schedule your consultation from there, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
All right, we got to get back to chess. We got one more piece to talk about, and that, of course, is the king. We got to protect the king.
Yeah. So in chess, we all know you got to protect that king. If you fail to protect the king, game over, right? So that in retirement planning, king is cash flow, the retirement income, that nut that's going to come in every single month. We got to protect the income, because if you wake up one day and it's not there, checkmate.
Yeah. Well, that's why you've got to have that income. And the way that you set up an income plan is that income plan continues to grow every year all the way through retirement. I mean, again, that's really comforting.
Right. And again, there's various streams of income that can be created. There's some that we know, like Social Security, you know, say a pension. Maybe we look into some annuities, maybe you have some rental income. And then, you know, again, there's income that we got to replace if one spouse passes away, because if you're married, and one spouse passes, sometimes that affects the pensions. And some, you know, we obviously know that affects Social Security. You lose a Social Security check. But something else to know is that taxes change when a spouse passes away, because you now go from filing jointly and taking advantage of the marriage, you know, exclusion, if you will, tax brackets, to now a single bracket. And so, you know, oftentimes people's spending doesn't change even though one spouse passes away, and they're drawing from retirement accounts. So, but now their tax bracket, they went from a, you know, say a 22% bracket to now the 24% or the 32% bracket in order to pull out enough to have the net amount of money each and every month. So that's why it's important to also have tax planning in your retirement planning, because tax-free money is even more of a king there. I mean, that's like the, I don't know, is there a super king?
I was just going to say, call it a super king.
There we go.
So, and again, we were talking about the white paper. We're talking taxes. Just text the word tax to 210-987-9911. You do that and you're going to get that white paper, which can sort of lead you down that path.
Yeah. And again, this white paper is just a nice way to kind of have a checklist of things to look at before the end of the year tax-wise. If you want to be able to get a full-blown tax analysis, that is something that we do in that consultation. Again, no cost to you. The only thing it's going to cost you is time, I guess. There is, you've got to raise your hand. We can't read your brain. The number here is 844-832-7469. That's 844-TFA-SHOW. Or you can visit the website texasfinancialadvisory.com and schedule a time to meet from there.
Well, and again, that website, the texasfinancialadvisory.com, not only can you schedule an appointment, but, Brooklyn, you have loaded that thing up with a lot of great information.
Yeah, and again, every week we send out a newsletter so you can get on our newsletter list and a lot of calculator resources on there and, always trying to stay up and, up on the different changes. Also our social media, right? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and, be able to see any relevant articles or changes that come throughout the week.
I think it's interesting that the Facebook angle is because it allows you to really get personal. What I mean? I mean, from a business standpoint, that's what you're doing. But at the same time, you're showing that you're involved in the community. You're showing that you're,
Yeah, you actually see our faces, not just hear us.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, let's take a break and we're going to come back. We've got another segment to do here on the Texas Financial Advisory Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie.
Every week, the listeners ask some of the best questions. When we come back, we'll address the best of the week.
We're back on the Texas Financial Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willie. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. We're having a great show today. We covered a lot of ground. We talked a lot about taxes. We learned a little bit about enrolled agents and a whole lot more. So, Brooklyn, do you guys do events? Are you out there with seminars, that kind of thing?
Well, we have been having some throughout the summer. As of this weekend, we're still mapping out our fall events, but of course, you can always visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, and we will list them on there once we have got everything established, trying to find, the right area of town to do them in and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But we're also trying to roll out some virtual, even though we're all back in the seeing you in face-to-face, I feel like there's still the value of being able to watch the videos from your bed, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Exactly. No, I agree. I think that makes sense. And folks, again, texasfinancialadvisory.com. That's the website. And again, visit
Actually,
that.
Actually, I have a good idea. Our YouTube channel. I forgot about that.
Oh,
we have a
YouTube
channel.
Okay. I'm going to have to subscribe to that one now.
And yeah, that'd be great. We have 6 videos on there right now that are really timely and kind of cover what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory. And I filmed those with Yvette, who runs the New Braunfels office mainly. And so they're fun,
Yeah.
If you can't get enough of the radio show, go watch the TV show.
Well, yeah, because you do the TV show as well, right?
Yeah, well, you can just watch them on YouTube.
On YouTube, okay, fair yeah. enough. All right, well, let's jump into a couple of these questions here before we run out of time again. Harry is in Forestville. He says, what's the difference between a 401k and a pension plan?
Right. Well, it's the type of money that went into the plans, right? And so typically a 401k plan is a plan that you've put your money into. So you've contributed to it. And the pension is money that your employer has set aside. Now your employer could also contribute to the 401k, but not always, right? We've seen that's one of the benefits that a lot of companies took away and still haven't implemented back in. A downside to a 401k is that you're taking a haircut from your paycheck, right?
Yeah.
The upside is it's for savings. Like a lot of people have a hard time saving. So the 401ks were actually invented to kind of seduce people to put money in the market to make it easy for them. And so, you know, it allowed for these companies to also be off the hook because they couldn't take care of you the rest of your life, right? That mm-hmm. golden handcuffs. And it's rare to find companies that have pensions anymore because people are living longer and, you know, they can't support it. So, you know, again, it's good to understand what's available to you, what to contribute, where to put your money. Just last week, we had a couple come in, and he actually had been in the military for 20 some odd years, both active duty and then civilian side. And then now he's retired from both and working under, you know, in just a corporate job in IT and making like three times the amount that he was making. Plus, he's got some pensions coming to him in the future. And it was so great that they came in because, you know, they're not used to, they're just going to have triple the amount of income. And they're like, we want to just save that because we're used to living on what we're, you know, have been living on. We don't want to start spending it and have that lifestyle creep, right? And so, because they're crunching the numbers and they're like, what you put into a 401k, even if you max it out, it's not enough, right? It's
right.
not enough. You know, people used to think like, oh, okay, well, I'll save $1 million to retire. And sometimes you can't even save, even if you want to save, you can't save $1 million in the 401k plans because of the IRS restrictions on how much you can put into 401k plans. So that means you got to save outside of it.
And that's where you come in as well. I mean, you're going to guide us into things that make sense to us.
Right. And so you are allowed to save in other accounts besides your employer-sponsored plans.
Sure.
It's actually highly encouraged. If you'd like the opportunity to look at what that would look like for you, Harry, give us a call, 844-832-7469. That's 844-832-7469. Or just visit the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, and you can book a consultation from there.
And all right, so thanks, Harry. Let's go to Paul in San Antonio. He's wondering, should I roll over my traditional IRA into my Roth IRA at 60 years old? I have a work-related 401k with $107,000, as well as a designated trading account with $90,000. I have nothing but standard deductions because our home is paid for.
Okay. I need a little more information.
That's the thing, isn't it? There's so much lacking there.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, you do that. Let's just know that we got to pay the tax on the traditional IRA, whatever you add to your Roth. So the IRS is allowed for, there's no income restrictions or conversion restrictions to take money from a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k and convert it to a Roth account. Whereas there are restrictions to put new money into a Roth account or a contribution. So lucky for you, Paul, we have this fancy smancy software that will help you decide what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of that tax planning that we do here at Texas Financial Advisory. So I would highly recommend you give us a call. The number is 844-832-7469. So we could get you hooked up with one of our advisors. There's no cost for that consultation, and we can really hone in and get you the right answer.
Sounds good. All right, we got time for one more quick one here. Let's go to Kenny in Waco. He says, I'm 67 years old now and want to delay filing and receiving my Social Security until I'm 70. My wife is also 67. She is a non-working spouse who is not qualified to receive a Social Security benefit on her own earning, and she has not filed to receive a spousal benefit. Should she file to receive her spousal benefit now, or can she wait until she is 70 years old to get 50% of my benefit?
I need a little more info on this one as well, because this is kind of tough. She possibly could start getting it when you are 67 and she is 67 as well. Start getting the 50%. You could do a file and suspend on your own and then start taking yours at 70. I guess ultimately what we're trying to do is figure out what's the break-even point. Like, at what point in time will you receive the same amount of income from Social Security, and therefore, is it worth it taking it earlier or waiting, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And because it's a longevity play, right? The longer you live, the more you get. But if you died early, there's no refund, there's no distribution, there's no lump sum, there's no beneficiary. So, you know, what I can offer is an actual analysis if you'd like that opportunity. Kenny, give us a call here, 844-832-7469. We have the software, and we could actually give you hard numbers, 844-832-7469, 844-TFA-SHOW.
Well, so if Kenny is 67, and let's say that's his full retirement age, that's really the benefit that his wife potentially could get is half of that, because
right.
It doesn't matter if you're 70, that extra piece doesn't add
for her,
right?
But again, it's one of those things that, I mean, it doesn't change his either. Like, he would get yeah. the higher amount at 70, so he would do a file and suspend. She would take the 50% at 67 versus waiting till she was 70.
All right. I like it. It's hard to answer these questions because there's not all of the information I know that you need. But I do think that people get something out of it just because they've probably got similar questions.
Yeah. And the way you could submit questions, if you'd like, you can just email it to us here at info@texasfinancialadvisory.com. Or just go to our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. And under the contact us, you can put in your information from there. Again, they're great questions. If you have them, someone else has them as well. Mm-hmm. But we can get a lot further when we have that one-on-one consultation with one of the advisors here. And again, that's our goal, is to, you know, bring value, help put you in a better position, steer you in the right direction. So we can't do that unless you actually raise your hand. And you can do that by giving us a call, 844-832-7469, or the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. And again, that white paper that we offered up earlier in the show, it is to help you get organized for your taxes coming up this year, 2022 taxes, believe it or not. So you just want to text the word tax, T-A-X, to 210-987-9911. 210-987-9911.
That sounds great, Brooklyn. And again, one of my favorite hours of the week is just hanging out here with you. We cover a lot of ground, and I love what you're telling folks and really sharing the information.
Thanks so much, Steve.
We are going to be back again next week, so thanks much for listening, everybody. And when we come back, we'll have more topics and questions and a whole lot more here on the Texas Financial Advisory Radio Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Wilk.
Investment advisory services offered through Queen Bee Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Brooklyn Chandler Willie provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Queen Bee Advisors, LLC. By contacting Queen Bee Advisors, LLC, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products. Neither asset allocation nor diversification guarantee a profit or protect against a loss in a declining market. There are methods used to help manage investment risk. Cryptocurrency is a digital representation of value that functions as a medium of exchange, a unit of account, or a store of value, but it does not have legal tender status. Cryptocurrencies are sometimes exchanged for US dollars or other currencies around the world, but they are generally not backed or supported by any government or central bank. Their value is completely derived by market forces of supply and demand, and they are more volatile than traditional currencies. Cryptocurrencies are not covered by either FDIC or SIPC insurance. Legislative and regulatory changes or actions at the state, federal, and international level may adversely affect the use, transfer, exchange, and value of cryptocurrency. Purchasing cryptocurrencies comes with a number of risks, including volatile market price swings, or flash crashes, market manipulation, and cybersecurity risks. In addition, cryptocurrency markets and exchanges are not regulated with the same controls or customer protections available in equity, option, futures, or foreign exchange investing. Exchange-traded funds are sold by prospectus. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. The prospectus, which contains this and other information about the investment company, can be obtained from the fund company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. Fixed annuities are long-term insurance contracts, and there is a surrender charge imposed generally during the first 5 to 7 years that you own the annuity contract. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS tax penalty, in addition to any ordinary income tax. Any guarantees of the annuity are backed by the financial strength of the underlying issuing company. Indexed annuities are insurance contracts that, depending on the growth of the contract, may offer a guaranteed annual interest rate and some participation growth, if any, of a stock market index. Such contracts have substantial variation in terms, cost of guarantees, and features, and may cap participation or returns in significant ways. Any guarantees offered are backed by the financial strength of the insurance company. Surrender charges apply if not held to the end of the term. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income and, if taken prior to 59 and a half, a 10% federal tax penalty. Investors are cautioned to carefully review an indexed annuity for its features, costs, risks, and how the variables are calculated. Rebalancing, reallocating can entail transaction costs and tax consequences that should be considered when determining a rebalancing reallocation strategy. Indices are unmanaged and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Unless otherwise noted, performance of indices does not count for any fees, commissions, or other expenses that would be incurred. Returns do not include reinvested dividends. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement, or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The purpose is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Please review your retirement savings, tax, and legacy planning strategies with your legal tax advisor to be sure a Roth IRA conversion fits into your planning strategies. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. It is a market value weighted index with each stock's weight in the index proportionate to its market value. Maximizing your Social Security benefits assumes foreknowledge of your date of death. If, as an example, you wait to claim a higher monthly benefit amount but you predecease your average life expectancy, it would have been better for you to claim your benefits at an earlier age with reduced benefits. Not associated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing in variable annuities. The prospectus, which contains this and other information about the variable annuity contract and the underlying investment options, can be obtained from the insurance company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. The investment return and principal value of the variable annuity investment options are not guaranteed. Variable annuity subaccounts fluctuate with changes in market conditions. The principal may be worth more or less than the original amount invested when the annuity is surrendered.